Hi, my name is Christine Robinall, and I'm a physical therapist. And I have been working as a physical therapist for the past 19 years. No matter what practice setting I have been in, whether it has been a nursing home or home health, outpatient orthopedics, or pediatrics, I have always felt the need to assist patients in being the best advocate they can be for themselves. The healthcare system is confusing. It is a mixture of working with medical professionals and insurance providers and different rules and regulations that change. Sometimes it seems like at a whim. And so the reason why I wanted to start this podcast is to help provide information to all types of patients, clients, healthcare system participants, so that you can feel like you have some power in sometimes what might seem like a very powerless system. So the purpose of this podcast will be to speak with different people in the healthcare industry, whether it is an insurance representative or a doctor or a therapist, or perhaps a parent who has been a successful advocate for the family and their children. I want to hear all people's stories, empowering you to be the best advocate that you can be. So a little bit more about myself. Like I said, I am a physical therapist, but I also have interest in nutrition, and I'm also strongly involved in advocacy for dyslexia awareness and changing the rules around dyslexia and other neurodiversity or other differences with children in both the school system and in the healthcare system, because they do overlap. And I feel, even though I am a physical therapist and I am part of the healthcare system, I feel that there's so much of passing the buck, that nobody wants to actually take the time to help like we should be doing, whether it is profit-driven or productivity-driven. We really don't help people as best as we could, in my opinion, to get the services they need and to really be successful in managing their health care or accessing their education. In the school system, for many years, I was given the runaround or what the teachers can best provide at that time, of saying it's really not our responsibility or he's doing just fine, when really there was a problem. And I learned early on that no one is going to be a better advocate for my son than I am. And I tell that to the parents that I work with all of the time. Not that we need to be rude about it, but when something doesn't make sense, we need to ask why. When you're getting conflicting information, let's need to dig a little bit deeper. And one might say, why does it have to be this way? Well, it is. And it's the system that we work in. And we can, from the backside, work on changing laws and regulations. But you know what? There's somebody else on the other end who is always going to be trying to undermine that for their own personal gain. And so no matter what country we live in or what part of the healthcare system we must navigate, we really need to learn to be advocates for ourselves. So that, again, is the reason why I would like to have this podcast. And I'm going to put it up on my website, which I'll put in the show notes, a little area where you can inquire and how you can be on my podcast. I'm going to set the intention to make a new podcast at least twice a month. I have a lot of stuff going on as a mom of three kids. We go to tutoring twice a week. We've got drum lessons, archery lessons, dance classes, my work, my husband. So there's lots of things going on, but I do want to make this commitment to making 2 podcasts per month at a minimum. And I would love to hear from anyone out there, whether my friends, family right now, or people who I've engaged with in the past, on how I can make this the best healthcare advocacy podcast that I can produce. So thank you so much for listening to this first little introductory podcast. And again, I'm looking for ideas. I've got lots of questions and I have some ideas of where I want to begin, but definitely you, my audience, are going to drive where this goes. So just a couple of takeaways that I would like to leave you with today. One, no one is going to be a better advocate for yourself or for your children than you are. And yes, we as medical professionals hold the degrees, but we don't have all of the answers. And so having that open line of communication with your healthcare provider is important, but sometimes it feels very daunting. So this one thing I'll challenge you to do before your next healthcare visit with a therapist, doctor, nurse practitioner, whomever it is to go ahead and write down or record some of your questions and concerns that you've been having. Ideally, you could keep a little notebook or use a memo in your phone to keep a running list, because sometimes in the moment it's hard to think about things. Now, most doctors do use email, and that's a great way to start the communication, but I really think that face-to-face, in-person discussion needs to happen. So get a list of your questions and concerns and bring it with you to your appointment, because the doctor or healthcare provider always asks if you have any questions, and in the moment you might feel very nervous or forget some of your most important questions. So if you have it there in writing, you can bring it up right away. Now, when the healthcare provider speaks and answers your question, you may be confused or it might be a lot of information that you're having to process in the moment. So my suggestion again there would be to use a voice recorder, either on your phone to record the conversation or let the practitioner know that you'll be doing that. And just for your own educational purposes, they do give you written handouts, but most of that is information that is already pre-populated and a very little detail about what you spoke about. So to have that recording that you can listen back and kind of process that information at your own speed and at your own time would be very helpful, especially if you're providing care for somebody else, like your mother or your own children. So in that case, especially, we want to make sure that we're getting the information correct. Lastly, we need to coordinate care between healthcare professionals. Many times, even though this is what we should be doing in the healthcare world, it doesn't happen. And it's not the fault of the healthcare practitioner, because we do see many patients each day and we want to try to communicate with our other providers, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. So again, you being that healthcare advocate for you and for your family, going ahead and reaching out to the other physicians or other practitioners that you work with and asking if they would like this information, or putting the proper paperwork in place to make sure that the other providers can ask for permission. There is HIPAA. So that's that Healthcare Privacy Act, which really ties our hands if we don't have explicit written documentation stating that I can speak with these other healthcare professionals or other people who provide care and treatment to you. So those are some initial takeaways and things to get you started on your way to healthcare advocacy. Thank you again for listening, and we'll See you soon.